Guys, it's Coop, and today I'm going to talk about scratching itches, pursuing your other passions in life, because even though I know that most of you own a gym, you have other things that you're passionate about. And to me, one of those other things is coffee. And not too long ago, I wanted to open up a coffee shop. When the building beside my gym came up for sale, I said, this is a great opportunity. They were selling it for $600,000. It was valued at around $8,000, but it needed a new roof. And so I bought the building. And my wife said, what are you going to do with it? And I said, oh, I'd love to own a coffee shop. I'd love to own a bookstore. I would love to have a bigger health clinic, like put my dietitian in there. I would love to have like a psychotherapy practice in the building. You know, and I could start all these businesses and I could run them out of this building. I'd love to have like a financial advisor and we could make like this entire center for health and wealth in Sault Ste. Marie, and I'll have six different businesses and this is the building that will house them. And I took this idea to my mentor at the time and he said, Chris, just buy the damn building and then rent these out. And I said, you know, that's crazy though. I love all these other businesses. And my mentor said something that was really important, which was, Chris, you can love the business without owning it. What he was really telling me was, I know nothing about running a coffee shop. It took me probably about 5 years to really get the hang of running a gym, and opening a coffee shop is a completely different business. Running a gym has about a 30% profit margin, but most coffee shops run on about a 10% profit margin. That means the margin for error is really, really thin. And I would be starting from scratch trying to own and run this thing. In fact, I would probably be losing money because I would have to pay somebody else to manage it right from the start. Somebody without an incentive to grow it on their own. Somebody without accepting any skin in the game or any risk. Instead, what I did was took his advice. And luckily, the woman who was the chef at the daycare in the building before I bought it said, I'd love to open a cafe. And so she did. And now if you come to visit me at Two Brain HQ, and I hope someday that you do, you will meet Mary. And Mary runs the cafe that is right at the hub of this building. And she is there at 6 a.m. baking. And she is there at 4 p.m. wrapping up her day. And she goes out and buys the groceries. And she knows what to buy. And she sets the ingredients. And she hires the staff that runs it. And she fires the waitress, the wait staff, when like it doesn't work out. And when they want to expand and have a nice patio or a big garden, she does that. And she's here on holidays and she's here on weekends because it's her business. And I make rent. I think the cafe pays about $600 a month in rent, which is way more than I would be making in profit right from the hop. There are certainly times when they need a bit of help, usually mentorship. Through COVID, they needed a little bit of help with the rent, and so I gave them some help and just extended their lease out to help them out. There was a point where Mary's husband needed more work to do. He's retired, and so we gave him some things to do around the building, like some caretaking and stuff, and that's working out great, and we pay him separately for that. But I eat two meals a day at the cafe. I order dinners to take home very often. When I want to treat my staff from one of my other businesses, I buy them gift certificates from the cafe. When I want to help people in need in our community, I buy them meals at the cafe. And so the cafe is still a vehicle for me to use, but I don't need to own it. And that is really an important lesson, because as you're buying these buildings and you have these great big dreams to like change the future of health, you want to open up a personal training studio and a gym and a coffee shop and a massage therapist section. And you're going to own this physiotherapy lab, and you're going to open up like a mindfulness clinic or a yoga clinic. But the reality is those are different businesses with their own learning curve, their own margin for error, and you don't have time to do those things. In fact, a wise person once told me, Chris, the fastest way for you to hate something is for you to do it for a living. In fact, it was my buddy who owned a lumber mill who told me that. It was about owning a gym. He was like, how can you even work out there? How, you know, why would you ruin your passion for fitness by owning a gym? And it was kind of a private joke for years, but that's true. Like, the best way for you to ruin something that you love is for you to do it for a living. And so when you're thinking about like all these amenities that you could offer, think about being the landlord. Think about buying your coffee. instead of owning the coffee shop. Stick to what you're really good at. Double down on that if you have extra energy and time, and let the experts pay you rent. Now, of course, if your gym is doing amazingly well and you're just bored and you need to go do something that's really, really challenging, of course you can go open other businesses. Yes, the skills that you learned in opening your gym will transfer to those other businesses to a limited extent. I just want you to realize that for something to happen, it doesn't always have to come from you. That if there's a business that you wish existed in your hometown, you can facilitate that business. You can empower somebody. You can even invest in that business, but you don't have to be the heart and soul of that business. You can just create the circumstances, the environment where that business can succeed. You can even mentor that business, but you don't necessarily have to own it. Hope that helps.